I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy. We're at 91 degrees. KSL's top story. There's light at the end of the tunnel and filling all these open jobs in Utah. But it's maybe not moving as fast as employers would like. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Economists say when the pandemic hit, the economy essentially shut down all at once. But it's going to take a lot longer to fully reopen. Department of Workforce Services Chief Economist Mark Nold says roughly 1.5% of the workforce just up and left.
That's a good 35,000 people who just kind of went off to the sidelines.
Nold says many people don't want to work face-to-face. Some don't like the changes made to their work dynamic. And in some cases, the people that normally work aren't actually there, like for instance in Logan.
A big part of their labor force is college students, and they're not there, and they won't be there until the fall comes around.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, in just 2 days, you can buy fireworks in Utah again, but once again, firefighters are asking you to be careful and with personal fireworks and anything else that has a spark.
The rain is always welcome, but it has not done nearly enough to help the dry grasses and trees and shrubs, especially in the foothills. State Fire Marshal Coy Porter says they check the fuel moistures in the lab and they are still dry.
It's still extreme fire danger in a lot of our areas.
Unified Fire Authority spokesman Ryan Love says the message, like with the 4th of July, is skip the personal fireworks if you can and watch a professional show instead.
We're still ramping up our firefighting efforts. We're still staffing extra units in anticipation that there's going to be more fires than usual.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah has 2 active wildfires burning right now. But 83 big fires are now burning across 13 states, many of them with minimal containment. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Zee says the fires are altering the weather in some areas.
We see this almost every year with these big fires. It gets so hot, that heat rises, and then it's relatively cooler above and around it, so it makes its own thunderstorm. Said thunderstorm doesn't have rain coming, or at least it has rain that then disintegrates and evaporates. All it does bring is lightning, which can start new fires.
Much of the lack of containment driven by drought squeezing the western U.S. Thunderstorms are moving back into southern Utah this afternoon. There's new threat of flash flooding. The National Weather Service says 1.5 to 2 inches have fallen over the Paria River headwaters in Garfield and Kane counties. People near there should expect flash flooding through 9:45 tonight. Capitol Reef National Park is reporting it's closed the scenic drive about 2 miles past the visitor center because of flooding. The head of the CDC says the Delta variant now makes up more than 80% of COVID cases across the U.S. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told a Senate committee the Delta variant is causing a dramatic increase in coronavirus cases.
Communities where people remain unvaccinated are most vulnerable and most likely to experience increasing case counts.
Dr. Walensky says the increasing number of cases and deaths is entirely preventable. An outbreak of COVID in Memphis, Tennessee has put a strain on hospitals. Matt Robinson is the RN in charge of the COVID unit.
We're seeing 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds with no comorbidities coming through the door. A majority of them have not been vaccinated.
Robinson says they added 4 dozen COVID beds to the already designated 16. A top House Republican today providing some insight into the tone of a pending congressional investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot. Minority Whip Steve Scalise says he wants to know what, if any, security decisions House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made leading up to the attack.
How high up the chain did it go? Was it at the speaker's level where they offered no protection?
Former House Sergeant at Arms, who resigned after the Capitol was breached, said he never discussed the National Guard with Speaker Pelosi. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
President Biden welcomed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the White House today to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. Tom Brady was there. He joked about the victory with a little political jab.
We found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. President Biden laughing along there. KSL News Time, 4:05. Let's take a quick look at traffic. Ricky, southbound I-15, I think?
Southbound I-15, emergency traffic due to a crash blocking the left lanes approaching 7200 South. That's causing big delays. And then fire crews are on the scene of a roadside fire. This is southbound Legacy Parkway approaching Page's Lane going from Centerville towards the West Bountiful area. Now, traffic's getting through, but there's a lot of smoke drifting across the roadway causing reduced visibility. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Woke up this morning. First thing, watch the richest man in the world get blasted into space, sorta. My minute's coming up.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.